punch would have went to the heart. It was supposed to kill him. So if you would have done that, you would have been chayiv misa. What happened was, for a whole cholo amosnov, by mistake, the punch went to his thigh. Now, really, this type of a punch you gave him there was not supposed to kill him. Still, umes, some freak, something happened that he died. The locher is potter. Lamaisa, the punch was on the thigh. And this was a small punch, not kadei lahamisai. So he said, it's not your action, your positive action that killed him. You're only a grummer. You gave him a small touch. Because of the small touch, something happened in his body that he died. That's only called a grummer. If it's ain't bug kadei lahamis, you potter. What's going to be in your skav in lahakas as a godel? You, the bigger kiddush now. You had intentions to kill a Jew, but an older person. Now this punch to an older person can't kill him. The person's strong. But the whole chalala cotton, by mistake the punch went to a cotton. And now this punch to a cotton is able to kill him. Or Mason, the kid dies, still potter, because you didn't have intentions to kill the kid. You thought you're killing it. You thought you're punching an older person. It wasn't kadei lahamis. What's going to be in the skavin lakas as a cotton? For all your book kadei lahamis, you had in mind to kill a cotton, and really this punch could kill the cotton, as a cotton. But what happened was the whole chulala godol. By mistake, you punched the godol, and for all your book kadei lahamis as a godol, this punch is not strong enough to kill the godol. What happened was suddenly umes the godol died again, potter. That's called, you punched him, it was aimed by kadei lahamis, that's not called the maisa hariga. It's only called the grumma yipotah. Ah, but what's going to be? Niskavin lahakris amosnov. For ho yibok kadei lahamis amosnov. You had him down to punch him on his thigh, a strong punch that could kill him. For ho kolo ali by umeis. What happened was by mistake, the punch went to his heart, umeis that he died, chayiv. Then you chayiv misa. No matter how you look at it, you had intentions to kill this person, and you killed him. So your punch was strong enough to kill him where you wanted to. You had intentions to do a maisa riga, and you ended up killing this person. Here you chayiv. What's going to be in iskav and akas is a godum? He had asked to kill a godum. And v'ho yibok de lohom. It's the same case again. It was a strong enough punch that should have killed him. Es a godum. But what happened was, v'ho chulo ala kotin unais chayiv. But now by mistake, the punch went to a cotton and killed him. The chum say still yichayiv. That's called niskavin lahoragazir. For horagazir, the chum hold yichayiv misa. The maisa, you had intentions to kill a person, and the way Rashi learns is very good. Here it's called hasaros vadai. Bezdin is edim are warning you, a definite warning. They're telling you don't punch. You have a das to punch this person, whether it was a godol or a mosnov, but it's a punch that could kill him. It's a punch that would kill the person. Yichayiv misa. So you had 100% hasaror. So even though it ended up, you hit somebody else, but still yichayiv misa. However, Rabbi Shimon, the famous Rabbi Shimon Shita is, afilo niskavin lohoregezir. Lohoregezir potter, he holds no, it's not a chsorn in hasaror sofik, it's a chsorn in your das, that you're only chayiv if you had intentions to kill this person. But in the case of you had intentions to kill a godol, and the same punch went to a katan, even though both punches could kill him, still your potter. That's the chsorn in ainu miskavin. He didn't have intentions to kill this person, we'll see Xeris HaKosev, he holds your potter from Isa. Nothing more says, Rabbi Shimon Ahai, in which case is Rabbi Shimon arguing on? That he says, Niskavin Lahoragez Zev is there, he's Potter. If you want to tell me, I say for this last case, where the Chum said, if you had das to kill a Godel, and you ended up killing a Kotan, that's your Potter. If so, Rabbi Shimon, point to me, boy, Shimon just should have said Potter. The Chum said, Yechai, Rabbi Shimon just should have said Potter. Why does he have to say his whole statement? Rabbi Shimon Ahai, Ma'afilo, Niskavin Lahoragez Zev, Rogazev Potter. If it's only going on the last case, let him just say, Rabbi Shimon Poiter. El around our ratio. Rabbi Shimon is even arguing on the ratio. What's the case? Niskavin Lorages Abhema. Lorages Odin. In the ratio of the Mishnah, where you had intentions to kill an animal, and it came out you killed the person. Reslevi Kichov Lorages Yisrael. Reslev Nefolim Lorages Ben Kayama. Poiter. The Tanakhama says you Poiter. But Smashma, Ho Niskavin Lorages Zeh, Lorages Zeh Chayiv. But Smashma, we have Kavono. To kill this one. And there's the righteous mashmi only potter because your intentions was to do something where you potter from Isa. Your intentions to kill an animal, a guy, or an eifel. Mashmi though, if you had intentions to kill a godel though, even though you ended up killing somebody else, still you chayiv. That's the deacon of Risha. On this, Rabbi Shimon says no. Afilo niskavin lahorigezir. Gvora gezer potter. There is the same diik that says in the Seif and Tursan, we could make the diik on the ratio of the Mishnah. So when the Shimon says his whole statement, he means to argue right away on the ratio. For the ratio it's mashma, that will be in the skavel, or a gezev, or a gezev yechayiv. We don't go bossy your direct kavona, but it's called an asura sofik, where you warned not to kill this person. Like you knew, by punching, you're going to be chayiv misa. Even though you ended up punching somebody else, so what? But you knew you're going to punch somebody, you're going to be chayiv misa. That's the chom shita yechayiv. On this, Rav Shimon says, no, potter. Versus Pshita. Now it's posh to me like this. Koi Ruven v'Shimon. There are two people in front of you. You have Ruven and Shimon in front of you. The Yomar, the third person of Yehuda, the puncher here, the boxer here, he's coming and saying like this. The Yomar, Ano le Ruven komachavna. Le Shimon loy komachavna. I have intentions now to give a gazunta punch to Ruven. I want to kill Ruven and not to Shimon. If so, Haina Plutayu. This is the Machloika Tanakama Rebbe Shimon. According to the Tanakama, you still be Chayiv. Even though you say clearly, I have das only to kill Ruvain, but if that punch goes by mistake and kills Shimon, according to Tanakama Yechayiv, there's Hasro Svadai, Yechayiv Nisa. If Shimon soon see das as a posnik, no, you only Chayiv Nisa, you have intentions directly for that person. Hainuf looked out, this is the clear Machoikis. What's going to be though, if Omar, this boxer, the Yehuda says, Omar, Lechad Minayamai, I want to punch one of these two, I don't care which one, I'm going to move to kill somebody today. I'm going to give a punch. I don't care which one of the two. I don't care if it's Reuven or Shimon. I'm punching now. What's the luck of mine? Would the Rabbanon agree that Yechayiv Misa here or not? To the Rabbanon, would Reb Shimon agree Yechayiv Misa? Now, is this called intentions to kill that person? Or maybe no, still you don't have intentions. Which one? You don't care which one it goes to. Inami or else, Kisava Reuven Veninsa Shimon. You have intentions to kill this person right now. Just you thought he was Reuven, and it comes out to be Shimon, but there's only one person there. So here, maybe according to Shimon Yechayiv, because you have intentions to kill this person, and you killed the person. Just in your mind, you thought it was somebody else. So maybe, what does Reb Shimon say in this case? What will be the luck in such a case? You have intention to do the action to this person, but maybe no, maybe according to Shimon, not only to the person, but you have to also know who the person is. Toshma coming in a tiny word like this. Reb Shimon right there. Shimon holds in both these two cases, you'll be potter from Isa. You only chayiv if you say clearly, I have kavana to kill this Reuven. I know who this person is, and I have intentions to kill him. That's when you chayiv Misa. Interesting? So if you just say, I'm punching one of the two, whichever one, you're potter from Isa. Or if you thought he was Shimon, you're potter.
When he says potter, what does that mean, though?
Now the word says, my time of the Rishim, what's the time of Rishim? It's the modern Svara. You had intentions to kill this person, you didn't know who he was. Why should that be part of it? They gave you Hasra. My time with Rabbi Shimon. Omar Kwa, the Pasuk says, the aura of Loi, the Komalov. An extra Pasuk of the aura of Loi, you have to have intentions and come upon him. You want to ambush him and come upon him. So he dashes from his extra words, this extra Rashi says, the aura of Loi. The aura of Shikro Yisairuhu. Nichtav Kiya Ish Sainalariya Yuvakamalov. Just yourself, if you're an enemy, he's your enemy, and you come to kill him. What's the lashon of Orav Loi? So Bishim Dashim from this extra word, the Orav Loi, Achiskavin Loi. You only chayiv misa if you have complete intentions to kill this Reuven. But if you think he's Shimon, you're potter from Misa. For the Gemara of Rabbonin, they say, no, still you chayiv misa of Rabbonin Amri, the very Rabbi Yanai. Prat, what do we do with this pasuk of the Orav Loi? Prat lezerik evin legoy. If a person throws a stone into a group of people and he knows he's going to kill one of them, in this case you're potter from Isa. That's the chiddush. Prat lezerik evin legoy. Here the rabbanim would agree you're potter from Isa, even though they say from the skavim lahara gezer and you end up killing somebody else yichayiv because it's asuros vaday. But here you're potter. You throw it into a group of people, you're potter. So let's see hekidomi. What are we talking about over here? Let me, if you want to tell me, the Yikot Tishakusim, there are nine Goyim there. The Echad, you saw only one Jew there, Benayim. If you want to tell me, you need a prophet to say that if you have intentions, you're throwing a stone in that group to kill one of them. You need a special prophet to say that you're potter. Why? Typically, the Rubakusim, you know. Go both the right. The Rashi says, most probably his intentions were that this stone should hit one of the rows. He must probably his intentions were to kill a guy. So I don't need a special prophet that he's potter from Isa. She'd be potter from Isa. In Amirot, even if you want to tell me, Palgo, there were five Jews here and five Goyim here, also, Minas Svar, I would say, he's potter from Isa. Because Sufik is a Fashal Hakil. It's a Sufik to which person did he mean to kill? Did he have a das to kill a Jew or a guy? So we have a suffix nefashos for the pasuk v'hetilu. We always go to save the person. So pshita, what do you need a pasuk for? Pshita is potter for a misa here. Even a suffix by misa is potter. Rashi says, Inami talga talga lomali krola miskerei hakiv and the matzla may malakusim kamischav. And the person would say, I had a mind to kill a guy. There's 50-50 here. Islach lemiskerei mishum the suffix nefashos lahakel. We always have a famous pasuk v'tzilu es edom by misa. We always look after, try and save the person, not to kill him. So without a pasuk, I would know you're potter from misa. So what do I need a pasuk for of loy if you throw a stone into a group of people that you're potter? The famous Gemara answers loy tzricha. The chiddush is like this: loy tzricha deikar tisha Yisrael. There are nine Jews in there are nine Jews in this group. Deikar tisha Yisrael. The Kusi Echad, there's only one guy amongst this group. There are nine Jews and one guy, Bineim. Devele Kusi Kavua. That really in Svar would have said, Yechayiv Misa. Since there are nine Jews here, most probably you had intentions to kill a Jew. Ah, you don't know which one. According to Chom Shita, Niskavan Lahore Gazer, Vore Gazer, Chayiv Misa. So here, since there are nine Jews here, I would have thought to say, Sidid, like you have in Daf to kill a Jew, then you should be Chayiv Misa. From Ashbelon, the chiddush of this pasuk is the klal of kavua. The klal, the reason why we say a potter is because there's a new klal. The chol kavua kamachta machta dummy. Anybody that's stationary, staying still, even though it's only one against nine, we do not say the klal of roiv, but we say the new klal of kol kavua kamachta machta dummy. Since this group here is stationary, as long as there's one guy there, the one is still like 50-50. There's no pasha of roiv. Pasha is there at the kosev. That Rav, you only say, Holachacha Rav, but if one is Purish, we say, Kala Purish, Ruba Purish. If one piece of meat falls out from the butcher store, the same as probably came from the kosher one. That's only where it's Purish, it comes out. But if you go into a butcher store, that's called Kavua, even though there are 10 butcher stores in the city, and 9 of them are kosher, and 1 of them is Trefa, but if you go into the store and buy a piece of meat, then our suffix is Treif, so that's called Kavua, that's a Nuchidish. Kol kavu es kamach samasa. Anything that's stationary, that you go to it, then we always say the one is not bottom, it's mamash kamach samasa. That's the chiddush here, that you're potter from Isa. That's what we're going to do with this pasuk, the aura of loy, to tell us a new klal of kol kavua is kamach samasa. So Mor says, Bishleim, the rabbanon of the Yarmouth, they say, Niskavim, horik ez deb, horik ez dechayiv, tichsiv. You know why? They have a proof for a pasuk. They say the pasuk says like this in Shemais. Two people were fighting. The Nogful Ishara, and one wife, the pregnant lady, came there, and the man hit her by mistake and killed her. The Yomer Blazer says the Pasuk is talking about the mitzvah Shem Misa Kosa Medaber. The Pasuk is talking about that if you killed her, you're Chayav Misa, even though that was not your intentions. You had intentions to kill the other man. And now the lady comes in between, and by mistake you killed her, we say you're Chayav Misa. The Blazer says, the Pasuk says, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, it means Misa. They said the Pasuk is like this, V'yemosin Yia, if you do kill her, the Nasata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. You have to give your life up. So, why? You didn't have intentions to kill her, that's a proof to the Rabbanan, but since you had intentions to kill the other person, and they warned you, you had a Hasros Vadai, for that you chayiv Misa. Elo, the Rabbi Shimon, though, Haibu Nasata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, Mayavalei. Rabbi Shimon says, in this case, you're potter from Isa. You had intentions to punch your friend. And by mistake, you punched the pregnant lady. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you're potter from Isa. So either Pasuk says, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. So you have to answer, Mayavalei, Mamen. He means to say that Yechayiv Mamen, you have to pay money. Or could a Rabbi like Rabbi Shita? The Tanya would learn like this, Rabbi Yomer. When the Pasuk says here, V'nosato nefesh tachas nefesh, should give your life up. What does that mean? Mamin. You have to pay the value of her life. That's what it means. Not that we kill you, just the value. Ah, so you're telling me, Mamin, anyway, maybe not, tell him nefesh ramesh, maybe means really we kill you. So he learns, no, Nemro nesina lamata, v'nemro nesina, v'xereshova lamala. Malahalin. Mamin al-tan is also Mamin. Rashi says, nesina lamala.